As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist, and you're done. Learn more at trypaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Welcome to the Garden America Radio Show, the country's most listened to gardening program. This is your chance to talk about gardening, horticulture, landscaping, in fact, anything that has to do in the world of gardening. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825. Or send us your questions and comments to john@gardenamerica.com. Now, here's Brian Main, John Bagnasco, and Tiger Palafox on BizTalk Radio and the Garden America Radio Network.
We are back on the network, BizTalk Radio. Thank you so much. And those that watched us first hour on Facebook, thank you so much for your patience, so on and so forth. No problem watching the show, but now back on radio 6 minutes after to our friends on the East Coast. Good afternoon. The rest of us, good morning. This is hour number two of Garden America, BizTalk Radio Network. Our guest is standing by, ready to go here in just a few moments. John, I realized last hour, amongst all the things going on, that you did not give us the quote of the week. This might be a good time for that. And I think we have another question on Facebook before we go to Robin. So,
okay. Well, the quote of the week was from one of my heroes, Rachel Carson.
I thought you were going to say Beverly Nichols.
Nope. I also enjoy Beverly Nichols quotes, too. But this is from Rachel Carson. And she said, "Those who contemplate the beauty of the earth find reserves of strength that will endure as long as life lasts. There is something infinitely healing in the repeated refrains of nature, the assurance that dawn comes after night and spring after winter." And second hours of radio show after missing first hours.
Yeah, first hours. So we are back, and we do apologize to those various networks and stations that still carry us. Hour number two. Did you want to get to a couple of quick Facebook questions, Tiger? Then we'll go to our guest, Robin, who's ready.
There was one question and a comment. Basically, are there any staghorn ferns that tolerate cold weather? You know, for the most part, I mean, what is cold weather is a clear thing, because staghorns don't mind
below 50.
Well, yeah, yeah, no, but I mean, you know, staghorns don't mind because they usually are kept in the shade in a tree, and usually it creates an environment that doesn't get cold, meaning the area that they are kept, they're not out exposed to frost or anything like that. So, I don't know. I mean, I've seen them grown in alpine California under trees and next to a house.
The hardiest species of staghorn fern is Platycerium bifurcatum, and that will take temperatures down to 27 degrees.
Yeah.
But Rick lives in Grants Pass, Oregon.
Rick is learning a whole new way of gardening.
It's not going to live in Grants Pass, Oregon.
But sorry, Rick.
For a short period of time, temperatures down below freezing, like you say, Tiger, they'll pull through.
Yeah.
But they're not going to take snow or.
But what if he put it against his house in a sheltered patio? No.
Where the temperature's below zero. Rick sent us a
picture. I'm not used to below zero
temperatures.
He's
trying to help Rick in any way he can.
Rick sent us a picture a week or so ago that showed about 6 inches of snow. That's not going to be good for it. I mean, it's something you could bring in and out. You know, staghorns get pretty big, though.
Yeah,
they do.
But, you know, if you wanted to bring it in, maybe if you had a covered porch for the winter where the temperatures would be cool.
Could he bring it in his house and mount it? And then take it back outside?
Like a head of a deer.
That's exactly what I'm thinking about. Exactly. That would be funny.
Well, you could. But a porch area really, an enclosed porch would probably be the best to give it the amount of light and keep the temperatures cool but not freezing.
And then Janice had mentioned that she flood irrigates her roses and trees so they don't have gophers.
I used to flood gophers. I did that a long time ago.
Yeah.
I had first experience with gophers moving from the beach inland, had a huge backyard and all these gopher mounds. Of course, I'm thinking back then, I've got several gophers, not realizing, you know, that they like to live. There's one gopher. They live single, right, for the most part. So I just stuck a hose down as far as I could, turned it on as hard as I could, and all water started coming up, and here comes this gopher just kind of, you know, soaking wet, making his way out of the hole, and we had to put him down.
When I lived in Bonsall, I had the same experience, and I did that, and the gopher came out of the hole, and I had a shovel ready.
Oh, gosh.
And I was thinking, I can't do this. Okay. But so I'm torn. I've got a gopher here, and I know what it does to plants, and yet I got a shovel. Can I really kill it?
Yeah.
And I wasn't sure what to do, so fortunately, I whistled for the neighbor's dog.
That's way more humane.
Yeah, came over, got the gopher, took off, and that was it.
Well, I guess I should have been a little more honest. My story dealt with a shovel as well. I was trying to avoid that. But, yeah, he finally came up out of a hole just soaking wet. Looked like he was drunk.
Yeah.
And had no idea what was going on. But there, I guess the word I was looking for is solitary creatures. They usually live alone except when it's mating season.
Right. Like pandas, which we were talking about earlier.
Right. And when it comes to fish, betas are the same way.
Nice.
Anyway, it is 11 after the hour. Robin has waited long enough, and she's been so patient. Let's get to Robin.
Yeah, so as I had alluded to earlier in the morning, we're going to have Robin Rave, and she actually works with the city of La Mesa at the moment with their with their environmental resources department. But all throughout San Diego County, she's worked with different organizations, different groups about tree mapping, about tree life, and rehabilitating our tree canopy throughout the county. And there's a lot to consider whenever you're planting a tree, choosing the right tree, knowing where to plant it, knowing how to plant it. Robin, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for bearing with us and staying around. We're sorry for the delay. If there was anything we could have done differently, we definitely would have. But, you know, thank you very much for waiting around and joining us this morning.
Well, I'm quite used to occasional technical difficulties, and we just move forward.
thank you so much. We do appreciate it.
So, Robin, tell us a little bit about yourself first, who you are, what you're doing at this moment, and, you know, what is your background when it comes to, you know, trees?
Well, I am a certified arborist with the International Society of Arboriculture, so that's an international organization. I've also been a master gardener. I believe this is my 22nd year with the University of California. And I also have a certification as a utility forester and as a tree risk assessor. So kind of across the board. But actually, I'm not really a one-trick pony. I really love all types of horticulture, landscape design, and I specialize in fruit trees.
And, you know, for years you've been working with different city and county organizations on our tree canopy, which is basically where we used to have in San Diego County and what we have now and how we can rebuild it. Because, you know, the evolution of a city just means that there's more buildings, more roads, more parking lots. Well, those all used to be trees at one point in time, and that affects our environment. So what are some things that, you know, people need to know about that idea that every time we build something, every time we construct something, we're depleting the tree canopy?
Absolutely. I grew up in the northeastern United States, and I took for granted, I think, that trees were everywhere. And so if you lost a tree in metropolitan New York City, which is where I came from, you didn't seem to notice it because there were so many. And I learned later that that was the most treed place in the U.S. When I finally settled in San Diego, which is about 40-some years ago, I slowly came to understand that trees here were pretty sparse. In fact, we don't have a lot of native trees. And so the more we developed our area, the more important it is to not only replace but actually supplement what might have been here at one time, because we're creating all these impervious surfaces.
And now, along with that, you know, this isn't just a problem for San Diego County. This is across the nation, because as cities grow, those lush green areas that you talked about, whether it's in the Midwest or North or anywhere throughout the country, you know, they're not replacing them. They're not replacing the trees in those areas, and it's just not possible. Sometimes it's a parking lot. Sometimes it's a large structure, and you can't replace all the trees that were there. But they can do their best to put trees now where they didn't have them before. So Arbor Day is coming up at the end of April. What are some tips for people to consider if they are thinking about being involved with Arbor Day, planting a tree, choosing the right tree, and then ultimately planting it? What do you have for us there?
Well, that's a loaded question, and I suppose a lot of it is dependent on what part of the United States you live. But I guess I would start by saying, whenever possible, because of climate changes, we really should be thinking about planting the largest mature species we can wherever we can. So that doesn't mean that every time you plant a tree inappropriately. We do want to always plant the right tree in the right place, and I think that's what arborists use with the idea that we don't want trees to get a bad name by overgrowing their spaces. On the other hand, I think there's a tendency these days for people to want little miniature trees, and that is not going to mitigate urban heat islands and climate changes.
Okay, hey, Robin, before we continue on, we're about to take another break. And when we get back from the break, we'll continue talking about the proper tree selection.
Absolutely. You can email us at john@gardenamerica.com. Questions, comments, also Facebook Live right there, or 855-424-9825. Garden America taking a break, coming right back.
This is Joe Lample from Growing a Greener World. With the environment in mind, I recommend Milorganite organic nitrogen fertilizer for all your growing needs. From plants to people, active growth requires energy, nutrients, and a balanced diet. Nutrient-rich Milorganite feeds the soil and plants for up to 3 months. The organic nitrogen is slow release and won't burn plants even during hot, dry weather. Trust the fertilizer proven effective for 90 years. Milorganite, for better results naturally. Visit Milorganite.com for a garden center near you.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp. Get started with your idea. Call for free information.
Call 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
Do you want to fly somewhere? Anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call MyFlightSearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call MyFlightSearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months, and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now.
Call 800-303-3398. 800-303-3398. That's 800-303-3398. Call now. 800-303-3398.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
And we are back. It is hour number two, 21 minutes after the hour. Garden America with Tiger Palafox, John Bagnasco, Brian Main. A lot of great information, talking to somebody who's very qualified on this topic and a lot of other topics. Tiger, getting back to Robin.
Yeah, so before the break, we were just starting to talk about choosing the right tree that you would want to plant in your yard or somewhere for you. And Robin, you had mentioned it changes for every zone that you're in, but you had a good starting point for people. Will you continue with that?
Yes. I would actually also encourage people to consider pest and disease resistance. There's a lot of foreign pests because of global trade that are affecting our trees, in fact, all of our plants, but particularly our trees because they're so long-lived. And people need to be aware of that when they're actually going out and selecting a tree. The other things to consider would be using double-duty trees. So as long as you're using water and resources, grow trees for food. There's excellent trees in most parts of the country for edible fruits and nuts, and particularly here in Southern California. I am a great lover of wildlife, and trees are excellent for attracting and protecting our wildlife. And again, in that case, you often want to choose evergreen or coniferous trees because they provide shelter during nesting season. So there's many, 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 many items you can consider when you're choosing a tree, and you really want to look deep before you choose one.
You know, where was Robin about 30 years ago when I was planting trees at my house?
You learn from the mistakes.
Yeah, so. I only have half an acre, and I planted Bischoffia, which is a tropical timber tree on one part of my property, and then right in the back I've got a kauri tree. Which is probably about 80 feet tall now.
And, well, you should have planted a cook pine. You see, that would have gotten nice and tall, but it would have stayed narrow. And you would have had the benefit of a really large tree that wouldn't take up a lot of space.
Well, see, now you tell me.
And hey, that, hey, by Robin, the way, is a great tree, yes.
So, speaking of that, I usually send people to, you know, the city of San Diego has a recommended street tree list. And I'm sure most cities have recommended lists for people in their region. Are those pretty good resources for, you know, trying to identify if I want to plant a tree, here's a list that's been researched, that's been thought out, and obviously they have some recommendations here, so start there? Or what do you think? Where should, you know, the Master Gardeners, is that another good resource?
Well, that's a loaded question. I actually did help work on that tree list for the city of San Diego. In fact, I've helped work on a tree list for other cities. And you have to realize that the tree lists for cities, by and large, are trees that will adapt well to street conditions. Now, they're not exclusively that way. They obviously plant trees in parks where there may be more room. But in general, cities are looking for trees with a pretty narrow horizon. They don't want trees often that get too big. They don't want them too vigorous. Sometimes they get it wrong. In fact, more often than not, I think they get it wrong because, quite frankly, in my opinion, the most problems that happen with trees that trees get blamed for instance, you know, aggressive root systems, and ones that protrude and bust up roads and sidewalks, that I believe most of that or a lot of that is actually environmental and cultural practices rather than the species itself. But that's been a slog to encourage cities to understand that. So it's a good place to start. I would recommend, yes, for people to contact their local Master Gardener organization. I particularly like the UFEI, which is the Urban Forest Ecosystem Institute, and they have a wonderful website, which is put together by Cal Poly San Luis Obispo, one of our Aggie schools, and there is a place on that website for, it's called Select Tree, and you can put in characteristics you're looking for, and they have a huge database, and I'd say it's much more appropriate for the bigger scheme of things for people.
Okay, and I'm going to load that link onto our Facebook feed right now so that way people can go directly to that. Because, yeah, I mean, it looks like, you know, via that site, you can select, you know, specific characteristics, narrow, wide, low water, you know, all of that info that, yeah, can help you really narrow down that tree selection.
Yeah.
Now,
and
go ahead.
If you only put in maybe three or four characteristics at any one time, you're going to get the best results.
Yeah. And now, you know, if people do select a tree, they're ready to plant it. Are there any tips that you have for people? Because sometimes these are going to be in areas that aren't irrigated. And, you know, you've worked a lot with that where you're trying to rehabilitate a tree canopy throughout the city and there's not always irrigation. So what are some tips that people can know about planting a tree?
Well, my recommendation is the opposite of what most people think. And that is to buy the smallest trees possible. And that doesn't mean the smallest mature size, that's the smallest tree specimen. And there's a tendency for people to, the more resources they have, they want to start big, they want to buy the big 24-inch or 36-inch box trees, and they have a harder time getting established, and in many cases the roots become very root-bound and they never establish properly. So, you know, a small tree, the best trees are grown from seed and in situ. So, you know, if I was to really say you want to plant a tree without watering it, plant an acorn. you know, trees managed to grow long before humans came onto the planet and they didn't have any problem. So they didn't need supplemental irrigation. And that kind of opens up that other question about planting native trees. Is planting native trees the best? And I would answer that by saying in most parts of North America, I would say that is true. Whenever possible, you should sort of seek out your native trees. They're going to establish and grow the best. But there's two caveats. That is that our climates are changing, and so what is native may be losing its adaptability to where you live. And then the second problem is what happens here in Southern California, which is we don't have very many trees to start with. And so we need to expand our palette to other Mediterranean region trees.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, I mean, if we all planted native trees in San Diego, what would there be, like three trees to choose from?
Yeah, right.
Well, there's a little
if
more
than
that.
You got Torrey Pines can right. only grow in so many places.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Yeah, no, so. I personally hate to see sycamores planted on streets. They're riparian trees. They're not the best tree species. And there, we do have some excellent native trees. But, like, for instance, I would say in terms of our street trees, there's very few that are actually very well adapted to street growth because it's not native. And I get in lots of arguments with my colleagues who are conservationists and native plant devotees who would like to remove all the non-native trees in our county. And I'm very much opposed to that. And I really firmly believe that we have a great palette here and we can grow so many species, and we're not doing that. And I would love to see people plant more unusual species that are still well adapted.
Okay, hey, Robin. Break. Yeah, we'll come right back and wrap this up with information and anything else we need, Robin, so hang tight. And for the rest of you, well, yeah, coming right back, 855-424-9825. Also, Facebook Live questions, comments, john@gardenamerica.com, Tiger Palafox, John Bagnasco. I'm Brian.
Do you have insects on your roses? Do you have borers damaging your trees and shrubs due to stress or the drought? This is Tiger Palafox with Garden America Radio. Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench is a great product that will give you season-long protection against many insects. Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench can act as a preventer or a curative for insects that suck, chew, or bore on your plants. This may be the easiest product to use. Simply measure, mix in a bucket, and pour around the base of the tree. One application can last up to a full year. Protect your trees with Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench. Find it at your local independent nursery or Fertilome.com.
Hi, this is gardening expert Melinda Myers. Keeping the environment in mind, I recommend Milorganite slow-release nitrogen fertilizer for all your growing needs. From plants to people, active growth requires energy, nutrients, and a balanced diet. Nutrient-rich Milorganite feeds the soil and plants for up to 10 weeks. The non-burning, non-leaching formula provides a slow and consistent flow of nutrients. Trust the fertilizer proven effective for over 90 years. Milorganite for better results. Visit Milorganite.com for a garden center near you.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-0473.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
Right back here on Garden America, Brian Main, John Bagnasco, Tiger Palafox. Again, john@gardenamerica.com, still taking Facebook questions, comments here, and, of course, heard live, Biz Talk Radio, 855-424-9825. We are running out of time, but I do believe we have a question.
Yeah, hey, Robin, we have a question from Rick before we wrap things up, and he asks, is there a formula for how many trees should be present per acre for urban planning? So have you guys developed anything that should kind of guide people to know how many trees we need in our areas?
Well, there are estimates. It does vary across the country. In the Northeast, you're looking up to 40% tree canopy. Here in Southern California, I would say if we could get to even 25 or 30% canopy, we would be doing great. But in terms of an individual space, again, it comes down to right tree, right place, making sure that there's adequate space for that particular tree, and planting them wherever we can. So in vacant lots, in alleys, in parking lots, in churches, every possible place we can in our urban spaces, we need the trees. So I think part of that comes into zoning and urban planning. I'm a big advocate that urban planning is not just about the buildings, but leaving a green footprint.
Yeah, exactly. You want to leave our listeners with any last tidbits of info, where to go for more information, any recommendations that you have?
Yes, I would recommend the USDA Plants Database. That's a great place to learn about specific trees. And I would also recommend that people understand that planting trees is not like planting tomatoes. So you don't want to dig a deep planting hole. You don't want to put amendments into that hole. You don't want to put fertilizer in at the time of planting. And you do want to mulch the surface. So those kind of are counterintuitive for a lot of typical gardeners. And I would also recommend people understand the value, real estate value, of trees. And we're seeing a lot of tree loss because people think trees get too big or cumbersome, but they lose sight of the fact that sometimes up to $100,000 for one particular tree could be appraised or could be at least added the value of your property. And this is way, way misunderstood by most people.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Robin. Thanks for being patient and waiting for us, and have a great weekend.
Okay. Thank you very much, and you too. And looking forward to some rain here today.
Yeah, definitely.
Robin, thank you so much.
All right. You're right. Bye-bye.
Okay. Now, you know, she had mentioned about, you know, her advice, planting as small a tree as possible.
Yeah.
But in doing so, you better know the root system. You better know where that tree is, what it's going to look like a year, 5 years, 10 years from now.
Right. Especially if you have a little condo patio.
Where you plant a ficus tree in a crack.
I think where you let it grow from, keep it in a pot and let the roots grow into the ground. Watch out for that. Is that what you're saying,
Brian? You know, here's the funny thing about that. So I decided, now forget the rain, okay?
Yeah.
I just decided I'm not going to water you. You know, I don't care what you, you know what, die. I don't, you know, because you know what, there's die. No root problem. I mean, I'm about 10 feet, 8 feet from the house, so we're still okay.
Right.
So I'm like, okay, I'm not going to water you. Everything else gets watered around you. It's flourishing.
Well, that's because you stopped watering it. It found a pipe, and it broke it, and now it's sucking water from that pipe.
All these nice,
just to let you know,
nice new leaves. It looks beautiful.
Let me know when you have that $2,000 plumbing bill for the septic or the sewer drain that it broke into.
I don't know what. Should I take it out? I don't know what to do.
Well, it's too late now. You should have asked Robin. Hey, did you notice that our good friend Deborah Lee Baldwin had joined us on Facebook?
Yes, and making I like her little comments, too, about being pinched.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
Well, Tiger mentioned that she was going to be in week. And what exactly is going on next week?
So
just found out about this also.
Well, you just found out about what?
About Deborah Lee coming in yesterday. I think you sent an email.
John thought it was going to be later on down the road.
Okay, yeah, right. Yeah. Well, yeah. You know, we have a fun week planned next week. We have an interview with a gentleman at the Garden Conservatory where they promote conservation of certain well-known gardens so that way they stay around, kind of like what Robin mentioned as far as preserving our heritage when it comes to landscaping. But then we're also going to have Deborah Lee in studio, and she'll be talking about the upcoming succulent celebration that's going to be up there at Waterwise Gardens in Fallbrook. What is that called?
Bonsall.
It's in Bonsall,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to be there.
Yeah, and John will be there, and you'll be having your books, right?
Bob Reed Miller and myself will be doing book signings.
Now, did you get a stamp, or are you actually going to sign each one?
I think I'll sign each one.
Attaboy.
Good job.
But, yeah, Deborah will be in studio. She says she's going to make us crowns. So I'm excited because we're going to have little succulent crowns because, you know, I'm worthy of it.
A succulent crown to wear.
Yeah.
Well, what did she mention on Facebook? What's a succulent coloring bag?
Oh, you haven't seen her new bags that she has?
No.
So she put out these, you know, in San Diego County, we've done away with plastic bags.
Right.
So she has these reusable cloth bags. Uh-huh. And I don't know if she meant this to occur, but when she was at events, she found just people were coloring them. They had beautiful black and white images of succulents on them. And people would just start coloring them. And they started sharing them with Deborah about, you know, how they colored them and everything. And now it's all a rave. You get your reusable bag from Deborah and you color it to whatever you feel like coloring. Yeah, it's fun.
Hey, Robin reacted already to your little joke about my ficus.
Yeah.
I like that. Thank you, Robin.
Trees don't break into sewer pipes.
Unless there's already a leak in the pipe or they're broken to begin with. I feel a little better, Robin. Yeah. Just a little bit better, so thank you.
However,
that is a good point.
Seek out water.
I don't want to hear your however.
So those roots are looking for water somewhere. Yeah. So if there is a little leak or anywhere there happens to be a source of water, they're going to head for it.
Yeah. That is true.
Now we're going to get all this rain, and it's going to flourish even more.
If you have roots coming into your house and going into your fish tank.
So how far do those ficus roots spread?
Oh, forever.
Yeah.
Forever.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Have you ever seen, do you know what a banyan is? You've been in the tropics and seen banyan trees?
Yes. I think I know what you're talking about.
Where all the aerial roots come down and they.
Yes.
Yeah, those are. I mean, you can have one tree cover an acre.
I gotta take this. You know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna just
move. I told you.
Tell the association to take it out that I'm concerned about it because.
Why did they plant that there?
Why it was there?
Yeah,
it might have been there when I moved there. As a matter of fact,
exactly. Why did they plant that here? That's
and
weird.
I'm concerned about the roots, so they could do that.
Well, if it's a ficus tree, it's definitely gonna lift. Patios. It's close to your patio, right?
Yes, it's close. Yeah, it's close.
Sidewalk or something?
It's close right to the front door right there. It is.
Yeah, it'll lift. I mean, ficus roots are really strong.
That's another phone call on Monday. Yeah. Another phone call on Monday.
Yeah, I think it's time.
It's time for it to go. Yeah.
You know what? The one thing I did really like that Robin had mentioned during the interview, though, was that, you know, as we had said, if you were to really only plant native trees in San Diego, you would. The Torrey pine, a sycamore.
And Torrey pine's only native to the coast.
Yeah, to La Jolla area.
Sycamores,
Sycamore, and then the California live oak. You know, those are native to not necessarily San Diego coastal regions, but in our mountains and everything.
Right.
So, you know, maybe there's a few others, but that really restricts. And those trees, like she had mentioned, aren't the best for our urban area.
Right.
So I like it when people can go outside of the box and say, hey, let's not do those. Just because they're native doesn't mean it's right.
Right.
But let's pick some appropriate trees, whether from the Mediterranean or Australia, that will not affect our environment in a harmful way, but at the same time do the job that we want. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that's what people have to consider, because people think native, that's the only way to go. You can't go any other way. And it's like, well, let's improve our environment, but be cautious of what things will do. And, you know, I think that it's an important thing for an urban planning person to think is that there are other options besides what is native to the region.
And Southern California wasn't covered by forests that got chopped down.
Exactly.
No, it's the word arid desert.
Yeah.
Right to the ocean.
Yeah. Did you see, I don't know if you noticed, but Robin mentioned that the roots can spread 2 to 3 times the width of the tree.
Good thing this thing is straight up and not very wide.
It's got to
go sooner or later, and I think sooner is better.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate.
Before you have problems.
Yeah.
I ended up taking out a ficus in my backyard. There used to be one just as you walk out the back patio door, and that had gone under the sidewalk and the whole patio and everything. I ended up ripping out and putting in the new patio.
I don't like the words ripping out. I do have fairly close to it. There is a tile, you know, Mexican paver I've got out there, and it's cracking. Yeah. But it's just on the top. It's not. It's
that's
not
just
lifted
because
up.
It's a Mexican tile, and they crack.
They do crack. Don't they?
Yeah, they always crack.
They always crack. So no, it's not being lifted up yet. But only time will tell about that. So I better make that phone call on Monday. It is 45 minutes after the hour. One more segment coming up with your questions and comments on Facebook Live or John@GardenAmerica.com. You can call us also at 855-424-9825. Garden America. Happy Saturday. Happy weekend to you.
This is Joe Lample from Growing a Greener World. With the environment in mind, I recommend Milorganite organic nitrogen fertilizer for all your growing needs. From plants to people, active growth requires energy, nutrients, and a balanced diet. Nutrient-rich Milorganite feeds the soil and plants for up to 3 months. The organic nitrogen is slow release and won't burn plants even during hot, dry weather. Trust the fertilizer proven effective for 90 years. Milorganite, for better results naturally. Visit Milorganite.com for a garden center near you.
You know, as an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different, too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes ear congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp. Get started with your idea. Call for free information.
Call 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723. 6723.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil, it's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now.
800-834-4690. 800-834-4690. That's 800-834-4690.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
Right back here. It is our final segment, 51 minutes after the hour. Garden America, John Bagnasco, Tiger Palafox, Brian Main. Live on Facebook, john@gardenamerica.com or 855-424-9825. We have a phone call, but did you have something first?
No. Go for it.
Lila in Poway, California, standing by. Lila, welcome to the show. Thank you for calling. How can we help you?
Well, first of all, I was wondering if John and Bob are going to be at that succulent celebration on Friday the 23rd.
And you're talking about myself and Bob Reed Miller, not John and
right.
Bob Fertilizer.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, yes. He's being funny.
It's not that funny, but it was kind of cute. Yeah, we are going to be there, Lila.
Okay, because I want you guys to sign my copy of your book.
Oh, be happy to, more than happy to. And I assume that I didn't have to point out to Tiger and Brian that I wasn't going to be here that day, nor was Bob Reed Miller going to sit in for me.
Well,
since
now,
we
wait,
were
what,
both
what,
be
day,
at,
what day is that?
Saturday.
Which Saturday?
Week.
No, but the March 23rd, 24th. I'm going to be there on Friday.
I'm going to be there on Friday.
I wanted
yes.
to know
if you're
be there
both
be there.
Days.
Yeah, okay.
Yes,
okay,
we will
good.
Be there Friday and Saturday.
Okay,
I don't know,
and then
though.
My treat. What?
Go ahead.
My tree question is, I was wondering about the root system and how invasive they are. I have a spot about 15 feet out from my concrete patio, and I want to plant either a brachychiton discolor or a tabebuia heterophylla.
I think the tabebuia would probably be okay, but
okay.
Robin had pointed out on Facebook that if you go to the UFEI tree site, that it also tells you about root damage potential from each tree, which is really
okay.
handy when you're going to plant a tree. And you
yeah.
Did you have the link there on Facebook?
Yeah, I have the link on our Facebook. So if you kind of scroll through our dialogue on Facebook, there is a link to that. Both of those. She had mentioned the USDA
okay.
plant database and the UFEI tree selection guide.
And then also people don't like to wait a long time, but it's really not that long. but, you know, you're going to have to add maybe an extra year or two. But Robin points out that planting small trees is better than planting large trees,
yeah,
as far as them adapting to the situation. And I've usually found that to be true. Yeah, it's also a lot easier to dig a hole for a small tree. That's a good point. And, you know, she pointed out something that I've always done, and I really don't like to argue with people about it, but she says, you know, don't put any soil amendments in the hole when you plant a tree. Just use the native soil, because you don't want those tree roots to just stay in this little optimum area that you've created and not go out into the neighboring surrounding area. So it saves some money there too. Not good for retailers,
yeah,
I guess, but
when it comes down to it, when you're planting something and they tell you, you know, you don't need to amend it, you don't need to fertilize it, but you eventually do. And, you know, it's good to use those things down the road to kind
of,
you
don't need to eventually amend to fertilize, but
yeah.
But what she did point out was it's important to mulch,
yes,
which people don't do. So instead of spending your money on an amendment that you're going to mix into the soil, spend that money on mulch to put up on top to keep the tree roots from drying out.
Okay.
All right. Is that it?
Okay. Yeah, thank you very much.
Thank
All right,
you.
We'll look forward to seeing you soon, Lila. Take care.
Thank you much.
All right. You too. Bye.
I assume you're talking about the 24th, John.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Robin, who I guess has been following us along the whole time on Facebook, pointed out that, Lila, if you're still listening, that the brachiochitin also would be fine. So both the tabebuia or the brachiochitin would be good trees.
Hey, and I know that we're going to talk about this more next week with Deborah, but I wanted to give a brief intro for our listeners now. But the succulent celebration that we're talking about is going to take place up at Waterwise Botanicals in Bonsall, California. On Friday, it starts at 10 a.m. and goes till about 2:30, where they have Jeff Moore, Tom, Nan Sturman, Steve McDermott. I mean, just a wonderful selection of people that are going to be doing presentations. Then again, on Saturday, it starts at 10. And they're going to have Laura Eubanks, and it's going to go all the way until 2, where they're going to have workshops and, you know, just a bunch of great information when it comes to not just succulent planting, but water-wise planting.
Okay, now I can already tell from what you just said that Brian's thinking, starts at 10. There's no reason John can't do the show and get there at 11.
Yeah.
You know what, John? Let your conscience be your guide.
All right. Well, I have a guilty conscience most of the time, so I probably will come in. Maybe I'll leave like 15 minutes early or something.
There you go. See, it always works out. Absolutely. All right, just actually a very few minutes until the end of this hour and the end of our show for a Saturday.
Yeah, I did want to let people know, if especially if you're in, well, Florida also, you know, and all through southern Texas, but especially if you're in the San Diego area and you're thinking of ordering some grafted vegetables to be delivered the week of March 19th, you can still do that, but I have to tell you that we're probably a dozen varieties we're running really low on.
Right.
And I may not be able to ship everything that week. We may have to wait a week or two. But if you, right as of today, if you go ahead and place an order and you want to ship the 19th, we can still do that. So go ahead and do that. Rick also wanted to know what tomatoes we were going to be watching closely this year.
Yeah.
And the ones that I'm watching are Aunt Ginny's Purple, which we've never planted before, but it's supposed to taste as good as Brandywine, if not better. And then the hollow tomato, Get Stuffed, which is a stuffing tomato.
I love that one.
There were a couple others. Oh, the Chef's Choice Orange is supposed to be an orange tomato that was an All-American selection. It's supposed to be a phenomenal producer. And Candyland Red, which is a currant-type tomato. And currant-type tomatoes are even smaller than cherry tomatoes, but the plants get to be huge. But on this one, the plant's supposed to be well-behaved. So those are four of the ones that I'm watching closely this year.
Okay, hey, don't forget to go to our website, gardenamerica.com, and check out the trip to England. We have a few spaces left. That is in July on our homepage, right-hand side with the itinerary. and everything going on. Also, our newsletter. Want to sign up for the newsletter? You can do the same thing. Hey, that is going to do it. Thank you so much. And again, glad we got at least 1 hour today. Facebook Live, we had 2 hours. Thank you for putting up with the various technical problems. We do appreciate that. For the entire crew, Tiger Palafox, John Magnasco, I'm Brian Mayne. Enjoy the rest of your Saturday. Thank you so much. We'll do it again next weekend. Deborah Lee Baldwin is with us in studio next weekend. Till then, get growing, America. Take care.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.